Pete Nikoloff here. I've got another point on some of the defence-related issues, if you'll...
Okay, Peter. Welcome, Peter, from Nova Systems in Adelaide.
Yep. So, on some of the defence-related and national security aspects, in 2010, Australia and the US signed a Space Trials and Awareness Agreement, and that agreement has resulted in two projects where they've moved a US space surveillance radar to the West Coast, and in coming years they'll install a space optical telescope. Now, even though they're US assets, Australia is actually invested in operating and supporting these assets. And so a result of that is we get shared information. So that's an example where our investment in these projects will help. But what we really need in the future is the radar is quite old technology, and Australia does some great work on phased-wave radar. So follow-on projects, we should be looking at upgrading that radar system to the state-of-the-art using Australian technologies and a space agency and R&D programs and things in related areas with defence certainly help that. And that would, again, give us more leverage into access US data if we're a big contributor. So that's another example project where we are reliant on that. So that space surveillance stuff has two main roles. One is just tracking all the space junk, which is critical to the safety of everyone's satellites, and also tracks a lot of foreign countries' assets as well, tracking over our part of the world. So it's important. We are valuable because we're providing Southern Hemisphere data, which the US don't have that at the moment. So that's an example of some of the national security aspects and working together with the US, for example.
And that space surveillance and space situational awareness is an area that we have a lot of expertise in, not only because we have antennas that can gather data on the Southern Hemisphere, but we have a major practical industry and research project based at Mount Stromlo in the ANU, which is using lasers for tracking space junk. And this is both making a technological contribution to a global problem that has to be solved for everybody to maintain access to space services, but because Australia is, because of its large landmass and sparse population and remote areas, we're particularly vulnerable if we lose access to these. So we have a large interest in keeping space safe. And this is something that, even though we're already participating and contributing to this, this is something that could be more effectively promoted with a space agency that, for example, could become a member of the Interagency Space Debris Coordination Committee. Since we don't have an agency, we can't contribute to policy at that international policy and regulation at that level yet.
Yeah.
The other important point in this area is that the Department of Defence are investing billions of dollars into that space situational awareness over the next decade. Now, if we align with what we've done in the past, typically we just throw all our money offshore and say, US provide big expensive systems, or Europe or whatever, provide all these capabilities. Even though we acknowledge we can't develop all this stuff in country from scratch, we need to make sure we've got involvement and participation in Australian industry and research agencies with elements where we can really add value and make sure we can best utilise these sensors. So it's important that we, between Defence and the Space Agency, we do coordinate and encourage maximum Australian participation for long-term national security reasons.